You're listening to Vatican Radio. Celebrating Britain's relations with the Holy See. That's the goal of a glossy new publication bringing together contributions from Catholics and Anglicans, clerics and diplomats, professors, historians and ecumenical experts. The book looks back to Pope John Paul II's historic visit to Britain in 1982, as well as Pope Benedict's state visit in 2010, tracing progress on both political and religious fronts. But it also recalls the darker days of division and alienation that lasted for 4.5 centuries before John Paul's groundbreaking pastoral visit. To delve deeper into its pages and the story it tells, I sat down with Britain's current representative to the Holy See, Ambassador Nigel Baker. Ambassador Nigel Baker, welcome back to our studios.
Thank you very much. Great pleasure always to be here.
Remind us, first of all, of the background to this publication.
Yeah, the background is that in 2012 was the 30th anniversary of two very important events linked closely together. One was the upgrade of our diplomatic relations to full ambassadorial level. My predecessor at the time presented his credentials to Pope John Paul II. And the other was the first visit ever by a pope to the shores of the United Kingdom. Pope John Paul II paid a pastoral visit to the United Kingdom in the first half of that year. We thought it was important that that 30th anniversary shouldn't go by without some form of recognition. So I organised here in Rome a colloquium to talk about the visit itself, 30 years on, including in the light of the important visit, the state visit of Pope Benedict in 2010, where that visit, the two visits, had taken the relationship between Britain and the Holy See, between the Anglican Church and the Roman Catholic Church, a chance also to reflect a little bit on the history of the relationship, diplomatic, political and otherwise. It was a successful event. The quality of the presentations at the event was so high that we thought we can't just leave this. We must retain something for posterity. So we decided to produce a book based on the presentations, with some additional material as well.
And plenty of colour photographs.
And plenty of colour photographs, absolutely. And Britain and the Holy See is the result.
1982, as you say, a key year in the relationship. But the book goes back many centuries before that, doesn't it? It delves into the history of the relationship too.
It does. I think, you know, context is always important. And the context, you know, the complexities of the relationship between Britain and the Holy See. At the time, you know, during the colloquium, I reminded people that this is our oldest embassy, our embassy to the Holy See. The first resident British English ambassador at the time was sent on mission in 1479 by King Edward IV. But we also held the event at the Venerable English College here in Rome, and 2012 was also the year of the 650th anniversary of their foundation as a royal hospice. So when you get into context, talking about the Britain-Holy See relationship, you have to go back a long way in history and look, in terms of the impact on the current relations, look at the impact of history, how we've got to where we are now.
As you say, history, politics, but it's also all about religion and ecumenical relations, isn't it? You're the ambassador to the Holy See. There is also a British ambassador to Italy here. And sometimes it's hard to see where to draw the lines.
I think, you know, sometimes people can get confused. I always tell people, you know, I am accredited to the Holy See, which means the global Catholic network, the governance of the global Catholic Church. And I think people quite quickly realise that's quite a different beast from a bilateral ambassador to, for example, the Republic of Italy. But that's, you know, in the colloquium and in the book, Britain and the Holy See, we have presentations from two British cardinals who remembered the visit of Pope John Paul II vividly. We have Scots, Welsh and English contributions, important contributions about the ecumenical relationship, both an Anglican bishop and an official of the Holy See talking about relations between Catholicism and Anglicanism. And I think all of these add to that, you know, complex mix, which is the relationship between Britain and the Holy See, which, as you say, goes far beyond, you know, sometimes rather transactional relationship that ordinary bilateral relationships can be.
It's about celebrating progress in this relationship, and yet the book strikingly begins with a reminder of the paintings of the Catholic martyrs hanging in the English College where you held this colloquium. Centuries on, sometimes there seem to be still those who prefer to hang on to those memories rather than work at healing them.
I think that's right, and I think it's one of one of the reasons why it's so important to hold an event of that sort in a place like the Venerable English College, because the length of their history, 650 years, demonstrates, I think, the complexities. On the one hand, you have a college which was a royal foundation, a hospice to welcome English and Welsh travellers to Rome from 1362, inspired by the first great jubilees. On the other hand, you have a place that was refounded as a seminary, essentially designed to send young priests to deliver the Catholic faith into a post-Reformation Britain. And the Queen sent a message to the Venerable English College in their anniversary year, and she recognised, you know, the lights and shadows of that relationship. I think one of the important aspects of the strength of a relationship we have today is that we recognise the shadows in the past. We don't try and hide them. We don't try and ignore them. We embrace them, understand them, and when it really comes down to it, what's most important, ensure that those moments of shadow can never be repeated in the relationship.
It's a fascinating read. I've just read through it again myself. Tell us finally where we can get hold of this publication. It's not in the bookshops yet, is it?
It's not. It probably will be difficult to find in the bookshops. We have secured an ISBN number for it, which means that the major copyright libraries will have copies, and certainly one can ask for it. But probably those who are listening to this and particularly interested, the best way to get a copy is to contact the embassy directly on our email, holysee.press@fco.gov.uk, or just Google British Embassy Holy See and you'll get the necessary contacts. And we'd be very happy to respond and either tell you where you can get it or indeed arrange for a copy to come to you directly. So, you know, it's a good book. I think it's a handsome book. And I think I know that those who have read it from academic world, from the religious world and members of the general public have found it fascinating.
Thank you very much indeed. My thanks there to Britain's ambassador to the Holy See, Nigel Baker.